Blog Talk Radio.
That's the true saint or sheep. Jesus is love. We are in the book of Genesis, and it's chapter 9 that I'm going to read to you today. But I normally start off with an opening verse, and I just turned the Bible to Psalm chapter 1, it reads, "Blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." I have read to you the entire first chapter of Psalms, that is verses 1 through 6. Understanding of the reading of his word. Now, I know that many of you sheep do not have to be listening to my program, but I thank you for it anyway. God told me to feed his sheep, and this is what I plan to do. I dedicate my life to that. I surrender to God. After he had told me me to feed his sheep. It took me 27 years to even start. And I started, it was, I think it was August 11th, 1910, at another radio station. It was WGPR here in Detroit. I was on internet radio, and I was shaking so bad. But God has been with me all this time. Listen, let me introduce my program. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. The Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Now, we just had Easter. That is not a holiday of our Father. Let me tell you what are the festival days of our Father. All these other days are man-made, and you are not supporting them. You do it by spending your little money that you have on items that you don't need, and you probably don't have in the next few days. Nonetheless, you are to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Passover, we just had that, and that was on March the 30th. And then we are Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that ends April the 6th. We are to have a festival during which leaven things, such as yeast and baking powder, which causes bread to rise when baking. You're not supposed to, what else is that, is out of the dwelling. You're supposed to throw it out of your dwelling until April the 6th. And April the 7th, if you want bread that is leavened, because baking powder and yeast that will cause you are more than what you are. Look at the white man. He thinks that he's more than what he is when we are the chosen people. Read your Bible, saints. Read your Bible, sheep. And I'm doing what he said for me to do. Hopefully, I will be hot for God. You know, if you listen to my first program, I will tell you why it is I do this, because I was afraid of God's punishment, and I don't want his punishment. The third thing we're to do is the Feast of Pentecost, and that happens on May the 20th. And May the 20th is a day of celebration, gathering of the first and smaller of the annual harvest. And the next one is the Feast of Trumpets, and it's called Rosh Hashanah, and it's a feast by the Jews. But most of us don't know that we, in fact, we black people who were slaves in America are the real Jews. Those people in that land, they have stolen our land. The Bible tells you in Revelation chapter 9 and Revelation chapter, it starts in, I think, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9 tell you, and then Revelation 3 and verse 9 to tell you, those people who say they are Jews and are not, and they are not, we are, they have broken us up so bad that we don't know who we are. But if you read the Bible and understand, we are the real Jews. Jesus was a black Jew. He was. And you will find out when God comes again. Don't be afraid. He is a black man. We are to follow what he has told us to do. And many of us don't read the Bible. We should, and we would start figuring this out, just as I have started, because I listened to him when he told me to feed his sheep. I listened to him. I was scared, and I didn't for 27 years, but I'm so glad that on August 11, 2010, I did my first program, and I'm so glad I did. I was so scared. Listen, the Day of Atonement, that is coming on September the 19th. And the Day of Atonement is a day of for repentance. As known as Yom Kippur, we are to fast and repent. We're doing, stop doing bad things of the world. You're not of this world. You are, hopefully, I will be hot for God. You are supposed to celebrate God's feast days. His next feast day is the Feast of Trumpets, and that's on September the 24th through the 30th. It's a seven-day celebration of the great fall harvest observed by temporarily dwelling in duration of the feast. You're supposed to live in little feasts, that, a little huts that looks like Moe's huts. But, you know, you got to keep yourself warm. You're supposed to live in those little places for the duration from September the 24th through September the 30th. And the last great day is the last great days, adjacent to the feast days of Tabernacles. This is the eighth day is considered to be a separate feast day. Now, you can find all these in the Old Testament. Start looking in Leviticus chapter 23, and you'll find these feast days. However, you'll also find them in other areas of the Bible. Turn with me, sheep, if you will, and you ought to have your three P's handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of the references that I may quote to you. So I'm going to start reading to you, and I ask God, I'm asking our Father to help bless my eyesight so that I can see better. And I know many of you don't know the Bible because you're not reading it. And some of the things that the other preachers may tell you are not true because they are white. And this Bible is written for you, black men, for writing this Bible. You don't believe everything in it. But I didn't know that Job was a black man until I read in Job, what is chapter 7, where he was with fever. Let me see. Where it was. I'm trying to look and find out where it was that I read that he was a black man. I think that it was, because I didn't finish reading all of that chapter, but I came back the next time and read it all to you. He is a black person. Again, let me read chapter 9. Let me start reading because I may not finish it all. I plan to. And God blessed, verse 1, chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air upon all the movement upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herbs have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof is blood thereof shall ye not eat. So what I'm thinking there is, you know how people say eat rare, they want their food rare. You're not supposed to eat your food with the blood in it. That's what I'm understanding. You may understand something differently, because we are supposed to eat the way God has told us to. And I think that's in chapter 11 of Leviticus. He has told us to eat. And also in Deuteronomy, how to eat. Let me finish reading so we'll have more understanding of what Job has gone through. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hands of every man's brother, will I require the life of a man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For the image of God made he man. And you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and his sons with him, saying, as I behold, I establish my covenant with you and your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of the every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more the waters of the flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of my covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Perpetual means everlasting. I think it means everlasting. For all generations. Verse 13. I do set my bow clouds, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the clouds. And I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is a token of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah went forth of the ark, were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. Now, remember that Ham is the father of Canaan. I want you to remember that. And remember, you'll find that in Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. And there, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted all a vineyard, and he planted of the wine, and was drunken, and was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, remember, Ham is this father of Canaan. The father of Canaan saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers, his brothers Shem and Japheth, and told his two brothers without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went back backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awake from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him, and said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be until to his brethren. And that's where I think I was about 16 years old. I was looking at PBS, and this woman came on, and she was saying, the Bible says that cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. Well, God did not curse Canaan. It was Noah. She misunderstood. She had read the chapter, and my people who did not know believed that lie, Canaan. It was Noah. It was not God. Verse 26, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant, and shall enlarge Japheth, and shall dwell in the tents of Ham, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Well, that's the reading of Genesis chapter 9. And it's important that you know that it was Noah who cursed Canaan, and God did not curse Canaan. All those children, if they come from Noah, they are people of color. They are not white. They should not be over us. I don't know how. Yes, I do. If you read Psalms, I think it's 83, when all the nations got together and tried to wipe us out, but they did not. They did not. I am here to tell you that we are the children. We are that some of the children that are of God. And that's why they know that we are the children of God. That's why those police, and they have the law on their side, have not been jailed. They're going to jail for killing our children, our black men, children of God. I want you to understand that. They understand it. This is why they're trying to get rid of us, but they will not get rid of us. God is going to save us, and he is going to put us back in the land that they have taken from us. You know, in 1948, the Jews were placed over in the land that they are calling theirs. But in Revelation, it will tell you there are Jews who are saying that they're Jews, but they are not. That's us. We don't know who we are. And I'm telling you, stop saying you're African American and read this Bible when you are the original Jews. You are, and somehow, I don't know why they are doing it or how they are doing it, but they're killing up a lot of young black men with the last name of Harris. That's got to stop. You don't want me to, or anyone to go out there and kill your white sons at will, like these police officers are doing and getting away with. I think it was in Louisiana. They put a gun at that man's head, and he shot him. And he's still walking around. You all should stop him from walking around on this earth. He does not belong here. Let us have a closing word of scripture. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection and protecting us from these white police officers who are killing black people who look like you. It was our forefathers who sinned against you. And the ones that are coming up now, some of them are not following the Lord or your laws. That's because the preachers have not told them so. And they don't even listen to my program. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, he is better known as Jesus. I'm going to say, take the Lord with you wherever you go, because it's dangerous out there. It's so dangerous. Thank you, Father, for letting me come to your sheep. I bless you for calling me. I praise you for causing me to spread your word through Blog Talk Radio. And they don't want me to spread your word because they're giggling. And I hope that you will stop them and let them know that you are for real.
Help your children and don't let them fall. Of the
road. You can go to churches open on Saturday. The house of Jacob is 16145 Hamilton Avenue.
To love one
Park,
another.
Hope community.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
And I
know
if I can, and I know who's
trying.
Forever in my heart.
At 1025
East 4th.
We've got to walk on.
And there
walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is Lord. He won't let you down, and I know